الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to stop the akhlaq series for something that is current and everybody is talking about it, so let's address it and what we have to do and what to learn from it and what is exactly that is the game plan that we have to accomplish. So today we're going to call it a lesson of history through the eye of a gun, because we're simply going to dissect the gun of the shooter and see exactly what he had on it and find out the link between all of them and what did they have in common, with the exception of one tribute to one on the positive side, the one that has actually had him on the front of the gun to be the lead. The rest are names of those who had in common of one goal, which is the anti-Muslims, and even the numbers on that gun which had the battles. He even went so far back, he's done his homework, he actually went to the time of Umar ibn al-Aziz radiallahu anhu wa'ala, 102 Hijri, which was 721 Miladi. So you'll find out that I printed all of this to make sure anyone wants to refute it, it's there. So let's go into the site of the gun and going back in the history that was written on the gun and find out, should we just keep dreaming or wake up or stay asleep, man? So we have to understand that we learn from our history. If we don't learn from your history, it will repeat itself and you'll just be another statistic. And the reason I'm telling you this is I'm talking about your own children. If you don't raise them properly, they will have absolutely zero knowledge of what went on and have absolutely zero knowledge of where they belong to and who they truly are and what's waiting for them. There will be another victim, another statistic, another zero on the left of the one, not to the right of the one. So if you seriously have to think about what he did and why he did it, and we're not going to take it as the color scheme. If you have a white skin, he's a lone wolf. He's mentally insane. This was on the headlines. He says an angelic boy. An angelic boy that went wrong. If it was one of us, they will tell you an ISIS fundamentalist. There is every second day on the front pages of the Western, I'm not going to mention the country, of the Western so much countries, that something against Muslims. We have to wake up and understand that we have to rally the lobbies of the politicians to pass a law to stop the rhetoric that makes us go in trouble. You walk around with a beard, a sister with hijab, they're an automatic target. They feel automatically that they are a minority. They're a victim. They have to appease others. So no more. You can go to sleep and keep sleeping, or you have to call your MP and rally the lobbyists of those who make the decisions, whether we're going to make it or not. So you have to do something about it, and we have to have some kind of a machine. An organized group that will have to do it just like our cousins did. An anti-Semitism law that has to be passed. No one would have the audacity to be able to say things about Muslims freely. And if anybody else says anything about the Queen or anything else says about our cousins, they will be behind bars. They're afraid to say it. So why can we not do the same? We should capitalize on the opportunity and maximize the potential of this incident to be able to mobilize something, do something for God's sake. But we're doing what? It's something that happened. Alhamdulillah, qadar, ya ammi qadar Allah, I know Allah. But we have to do something. We cannot be among the three. You know that there are three types of people. Those who make things happen,
and those who watch things happen, and those who don't know what's happening. So you can keep, go ahead, raise your child just to be another successful whatever, which is fine. But if we don't look after our future, we will have none. If we don't look in the past, we will never be able to build a bridge for a better future. So this is a quick waker-upper from an eye shot of a gun, a pack of a history. You'll find out that if you look into that, pictures that are all over the place, and you look into a name, or even that, the song, which was playing in the background, it was actually Roof Kebab. You know what that means? It's an actually a Serbian nation song that used to go against, to make sure that we go against Muslims. As a matter of fact, they used to do this to encourage that war criminal that has just been indicted and passed the law against him a couple of days ago. So it's logically now to understand that he's officially a war criminal, what he did against us in Bosnia and Herzegovina, where thousands of Muslims were slaughtered. And that's exactly the background music that he was playing. Now you understand where this is going? That's just a trend. That's the first thing that he had playing in the background. The second thing he had on that shotgun was the name of Anton Ludwig Peterson. Guess who that is? That is a man that is a 21-year-old, a Sweden. He wore that Darth Vader outfit with a sword. And he went, killed innocent children in the school. But that school was known to be in an area where the refugees are. And guess where the refugees are known now to be? If you look back, you'll find out there were all that people that died in that were refugees, ranging from Arab countries and non-Arab countries, but they're all Muslims. So you'll understand now where he says, I want to get rid of. But he was trying to revenge everything that I'm telling you about right now. So you understand that he went so far back in history, had such a black heart that he couldn't forgive, and he was revenging it. Even though a young man or a young woman or a boy dying that has absolutely nothing to defend themselves, and you can hear the woman say, help me, and he shoots her in the back of the head. Even his mother or the family member, when she saw what it did, said she cried. She said, stop, I can't see anymore. She says, what do you think should be happened to him? He says, the death penalty, even though he's from my family, but a person who killed all these innocent people can only be justified by killing himself or being that, taking that, the role of his own soul. There's only justice. You'll also find on the name Alexander Bissonnette, the one that we have in our own backyard. This was the Quebec gentleman. And if you're going to tell me it's about migrants, he's also a migrant from France. So he wasn't after, he was after Muslims. This is the same man that killed. And he only took life because Canada, we don't have the capital punishment. So you can see the commonalities of what he has on his own gun. This man was out for to revenge. Back in history, you'll find out that these heroes were the ones that did the same thing to Muslims. So if we don't have something to do about it, they will be repeating. History repeats itself. And you can be sitting there and do absolutely nothing, or we can rally and do something. We stand up once and for all. You'll know about that story about the three bulls, where people came in and said, you know what? You know, the three bulls, there's no good. I came to this white bull, look at the black and the red bull. They're eating too much. Let's get together and get that rid of the white. There's a black and red guaranteed. Now let's get rid of the white. Now he goes back to the black. He goes back to the red. He says, I was killed, the first one that was killed with the white bull. So if we don't unite, and I'm telling you this, I'm trying to tell you, don't just stand up for Muslims. Stand up for any minority. Stand up for any injustice. If our brothers and sisters in the humanity, in any creed, any way of life, regardless of their skin, regardless of their belief, regardless of their gender, regardless of any ism, we have to stand up for justice. That's what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do. Hizb al-Fudul, where he stood up for justice, it didn't matter who it was. So if we hear something to our brothers and sisters in Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism or any ism, we have to stand up and fight for them just like we want them to stand up, fight up for us. So to unite and rally all the moderates, the people that have the cool heads, the one that has the logic, the wisdom behind things to see the future, and this unite and pass the law that religion is off the thing. You can do whatever you like. You can do the funky chicken. You can raise the roof. You can do the Macarena. But there are fine lines where the freedom come back and harm others. That is not a freedom. That is not an opinion of that you have. This is exactly what we are going to. I'm going to finish this and take you home, inshallah, on the second one. There is the one that he has actually, Skander Bey. If you don't understand that one, it's actually, his name is George Castrosic. This one was a Christian person that embraced Islam long time ago and joined the Turks and he denounced Islam, and he became among the staunch enemies of Islam, and he was actually fighting the Ottomans. This is his name is also on the gun. You'll also find Antonio Bragadin. This one was the Captain General of Cyprus, fighting the resistance of the Ottoman conquest. Same thing. I'm just going through names now because you can see the trend. You'll know the history. You will find that the 721 was on it, which was the 102 Hijri at the time of Umar ibn Abdulaziz radiallahu anh. He went as far back when he hired two back years where he hired a person to fight. He even went back to the Umayyads, not the Uthmanis, not the Ottomans. He went back to the Umayyads. You will also find out the number 1683, which was the Battle of Vienna. They will actually tell you that that battle was a black time. And they will tell you there's nothing worse than that time. He had that in mind. But he had one at Charles Martel in front of the gun, which was an attribute for him. He's the one that resisted, that had the audacity to do so. So he had him in the front of the gun. This is the person that actually had the audacity to stand up and be victorious. The rest were victorious over him. May Allah make us victorious again and give us the unity and the wisdom to be able to stand up, at least to say no. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, you cannot be a true believer if you can't even stand up and say no to injustice and oppressions. With that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون استغفر الله استغفروا فيا فوز المستغفر. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. Please forgive me again for being emotional because he cannot help it. Wallahi, when I was watching this video, I felt like I was gonna want to go inside that and grab this guy. But you can understand you being on the other side. Now, what do we have to do and what? How do we make sense of all this thing? Now, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses martyrs. And I can tell you that. When I'm researching this, I've taken a listen to the people who were talking about it. He says the people who died were the ones that were devoted. Devoted. Masajid goers. Says the one who actually died wore the Medal of Honor. So listen, I know it's difficult to take, and you're angry, and you have the right to be angry. However, Islam teaches you to channel that in the proper means. So we're not going to do anything irrational, or anything that is illegal, or anything that's unlawful. We're not going to be in another easy bait for others. La wallahi. Know that a person that we are going to follow in the same song, the truly desperate song of hopeless and naive, that you paint everyone the same brush. It's not true. I've been to New Zealand. I've met the people who live there. It's a beautiful country. And the people who live there are very beautiful. And not just, I'm talking about their akhlaq, their character. Very accommodating. Wallahi, I'm telling you, I've been there. So not one person is going to change that. Because others do one thing where Muslims do, and they paint us with all that same brush. We're not going to fall in the same mistake. It's an illness, it's a disease. What I'm trying to show you in that is terrorism has no religion. So we have to fight terrorism across the board. Don't just relate it to us. And you'll find out that Dr. Pavlov's theory is exactly that. So if we don't change, because I was even interviewed in an island somewhere, in Trinidad. They told me about what happened sometime. So I told them that number one reason that this happened is the media. Number two is politicians. That's the decision making. Statistics show that. They took that out because it's the media. They took the one that I said about the media. He also said that he alluded to the politicians. So if we don't have control over that, and we don't pass a law to make sure that they're in check, then things are going to happen again, over and over again. Because not one single person up till now, even he had in the manifesto that he was quoting the Bible. He's going to take a religion, but not one single person called him a Christian terrorist. We were just hoping that he would be called a terrorist. But not one single person called him a Christian terrorist. But how fast did they make it out? A Muslim terrorist, Islamic jihadist, a Muslim fundamentalist. Every time it has Islam or Islamic or Muslim, has a negative connotation next to it. When are they going to stop doing that? As people see us as sheep on the wolf. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We have to pass the law to stop this. Let us not make, because that's exactly what they do. They sell. We are now the product. You understand that they give you the things and they give you a product? We become the product. We become dinner. If you're not on the table, you become what? You are the meal. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Get into politics. Get into history, get into the media, get into the mainstream. And don't tell me we cannot do this. This is exactly what you're going to do. You're going to go back into that and tell me I cannot support a system that does this. Why are you doing here? You have to be part of this system. Assert yourself. Make a decision. Get into Congress, get into the Prime Minister, get into whatever. But you have to be an active member. If you are gone now, are the people going to miss you? What do you attain to, Ahi? What's your name going to leave behind? If they're going to make a law to pass on them, let go of the Muslims. Let them get out of here. Immigration laws. Do you think people are going to miss you, brothers and sisters? How active are you and how productive are you? What do you give back? You know what? It says 70% of people have no idea about Muslims and have no idea about Islam. 70% of the people. But they hate Muslims anyway. That's the statistic. It just shows that 70% have no idea what Islam is and don't know Muslims. But they just hate Muslims and Islam anyway. Why do you think that is, Akhi? It's exactly what I mentioned. It's about the media and the Dr. Pavlov theory. Even when I used to teach army and the police before they do whatever they have to do, you do the exam thing. I tell them, let's play a word game with you. So as a Muslim man is, they start laughing. Okay, what about a Muslim woman? They laugh again. You know why? Because a Muslim woman is oppressed. That's the second word that comes in. And a Muslim man is a terrorist. I mentioned this before because they don't know us. If they truly know us, they'll find out that a Muslim man is oppressed. May Allah help us, wallahi. So you'll find out, my brothers and sisters, that you have some homework to do. I want you to knock on the doors. I want you to be a good role model. Cut the grass of your neighbor. Carry the bags of that old woman. Shovel the snow. Do something. Have you not seen that doctor, very successful doctor? May Allah bless him in the States. He has some things are going on. I'm here to help. And that's exactly what we have turned one heart at a time. One heart, soul, and mind at a time. If they're not going to do it, we're going to do it. If we cannot control the media or the politicians, we have to lead by example to say what people talk about Muslims. No, I know Muslims. These are the best people, the best neighbors, the best workers. They're honest. You know what? Just live Islam, Akhi. Don't pass out public, whatever it is. Don't donate money for whatever da'wah. Just live Islam. Is that too much to ask? It's not going to cost you much, wallahi, to smile. It's a sadaqah. It's free. So you can launch whatever it is that you do. But if you don't live Islam, truly live Islam, turn the people around and come back and say, no, Muslims are not dead. I know Muslims. Because 70% of the people don't know you. They just see your face. And they automatically put an X. You know, when I go to the States, as soon as they print up, Sheikh Abdullah knows that. As soon as I go to the States, they print a boarding pass or something. And my face already has an X on it. It's an automatic. Yeah? So I want you to keep that vivid picture of me. Yeah? So Dr. Pavlov theory is known. Just a quick reminder. Dr. Pavlov had a dog, and every time that he gave the dog the food, he rang the bell. So the dog associated the food with the bell. So every time that the bell rang, the food was coming. So after a while, he didn't give him the food, he simply rang the bell. What did he do? The dog salivated. And that's exactly what you hear. Islam, Muslims, and all of this, fundamentalists, negative. Have you heard of a good Muslim Samaritan doctor saved a patriot, American, whatever? You haven't heard that in the news, have you? So what do we have to do, my brothers and sisters? We have to work on the 2 D's. I was just talking to the youth on Wednesday. I told them exactly, that's what I'm doing as I'm planting a seed. If the youth doesn't take this by the bull, by the horn, because they're born and raised here, they understand the mentality, they speak the language, they know exactly how the system works. If you don't capitalize and actually help the youth, it will be just another number, a statistic. So the 2 D's are, they demonize and dehumanize. That's the 2 D's, Akhi. You know what that means? If somebody dies from their side, what do they do? They show you the crying mother, the crying wife, the crying son. It's an orphan. Why? Because you can relate to that. It's a human that died. They show you the picture that you can, it will touch your heart. Then you get angry with the Muslims. Look at what they did. They deprived somebody, a son from a father, and a wife from a husband, and a mother of the son, and so on. But when we die, what happens, man? 41 Palestinians died last night. What do we become? A number. But we don't have mothers, do? You think we came out of no father, no mother? It's a miracle. Allahu Akbar. And we have no children. We have no spouses. We have no homes. We have nothing. No. So what they do is dehumanize you. And then demonize you. These are the evil people. These are the coming to take our countries. Take the list of land. Take our... And. You understand that the two deeds? So we have to work on that. But the vehicle is exactly that. So we have to go back to the ABCs and find out what we have to do. The leaders can sit back and do nothing. Or raise the children to do, you know what? Listen, son, don't worry about the politics here. Don't get involved. I just want you to be best this and the best. I'm happy for you, wallahi, I'm happy for you. But they won't make it if they don't establish themselves here. They won't make it. You know, Maqasid Sharia has five. The goals of the Sharia is to protect one's religion, protect one's life, protect one's honor and dignity, and protect your intellect, and protect your possession. That's what it's all about. So we have the right to do so. Islam tells you, وَقَاتُلُوا الَّذِينَ يُقَاتُلُونَ كَافَةً. Islam tells you this, fight those who fight you. Are we starting? No, but do we have the right to defend ourselves? Yes, we do. So let's defend ourselves. It's the same religion that told you, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لا يقاتلونكم في الدين ويخرجونكم من ديارهم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. You see the balance? It's the same religion that tells you, fight those who fight you. If they fight you, fight them back. Don't sit back and do nothing, turn the other cheek. It's the same religion that told you is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold you or hold you accountable of you being righteous, kind, and just to those who don't fight you in your religion and don't take you out of your home. You see the balance, my brothers and sisters. That's exactly what I'm asking for today. So maybe one amongst us will take the helm, the leaders in the community will start a group that will go back and talk to the politicians. We will not stand it for this anymore. We're a human being just like you. We have dreams just like you. We have children just like you. We have homes just like you, careers just like you. We pay our taxes just like you. We have rights just like you. We cannot shove us aside and say they're just Muslims. No, no more. Today is the day that I'm hoping that this speech will touch somebody's heart that will do something to be able to lead this community to a better future. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us what is right as right and follow it, and show what is wrong as wrong and stay away from it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who speak and follow the best of it, and protect Muslims around the world, ameen, and guide those who are misled and return us back, ya Rabbil Alameen. We also have to honor Sheikh Abdullah Adiz, Habibullah, in that coming up event, so please come and join us. May Allah protect you, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us. Because believe it or not, there are more people not embracing Islam because of this. And the adhan is being called in New Zealand. You understand? Unheard of. And you stood 2 minutes silent. I'm not going to go into the religious aspect of it. But really, and people who are coming back. So don't think that this is a negative. It's positive. Yes, it's hard. You don't understand the logic of it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wisdom, and something positive will come out of it. We have to think on that, because the time is up. You know, that means 120 days of the womb of the mother, their life is already written. So nothing would have changed. Even if they were asleep, they would have died at that time, but Allah honored them with the shahada on the day of Jum'ah. You know what that means? They're alleviated from the punishment of the grave. And the first blood drop that comes down to the ground, they will see their place in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So may I make dua for them and their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salam alayhi wa sahbihi wa ta'ala. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما يجب علي وجب عظيم سلطانك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك في الاولين وفي الاخرين ملا عمدين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعل بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اقول ما تسمعون وما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطر من نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من البراء واعوذ بالله ان ذكركم بي وانساه واقم الصلاه